Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today. Well, with the Lord's help, we're going to continue on in a message, Alive in Christ. And I'd like to begin by reading verse 9 and 10, found in Colossians, the third chapter. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge, after the image of him that created him. We are to be renewed in knowledge after the image of him who created him. We are the very children of God. And in verse 12, we're told that we, as God's beloved, are to put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, tender mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfectness. Then God's word states, let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which ye also are called in one body, and be thankful. Oh, there's something about being thankful for all that God has done in our lives. You know, beloved, just even where you're at right now in your life, there might be a great many needs that you have before the Lord. But if you think of all the blessings God has bestowed upon your life, the things he has given you, the ways he's protected you. We don't spend enough time, I think, meditating and thinking on the good gifts that God has given to us. We just sort of just go through our lives and we're meeting challenges head on and we're just, you know, dealing with things and tackling problems and situations. But if we would pause and reflect on the goodness of God and all that he has done for us, it would build our faith. Because as God has been faithful in the past, will he not in your present situation, regardless of what it is, financial, emotional, relational, spiritual, he will make a way. It is God working in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. The word goes on, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. And whatsoever ye do, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. So the Lord takes into account in these scriptures we've been reading, everything we do, everything about us is included. Our temper, our tongue, our affections, all of these are to be regulated by God, our actions, our deeds. When Jesus came to this earth, he came from God, and God sent him to this earth to become man, as God intended man to be in the Garden of Eden. You know, the scripture refers to Jesus as the second man, Adam. And Adam was perfect in all of his ways, as well as the helpmeet that God had made for him, Eve. And they enjoyed perfect fellowship. Sin was not present. Every need was met. They had perfect joy and communion with one another and with the Father. And yet, when they chose their own way, when they hearkened to the lie of the evil one, of the Satan, the tempter, which made them believe that God was holding out on them, and if they would eat of the knowledge of the tree of good and evil, that they would become as wise as God. Well, truly we have known what it is now, not just good, but we have known the very depths of evil. And mankind today, in this hour in which we're living, are reeling under the effects of that bitter fruit, that evil knowledge. Beloved, there's so much violence, so much wickedness. It truly is as in the days of Noah. But what God is reestablishing through his new creation, through his people that he has redeemed, it's the kind of relationship that he always wanted from the very beginning, the kind of relationship that God had always intended should exist between man and himself. And how is this possible? Well, through Jesus. Jesus made it possible for us to walk and to live in a personal relationship to God. The Apostle Paul wrote in Romans 12:1, a familiar passage, "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, which is your reasonable service." Beloved, because of all that God has done for us, to present all that we are. Our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Our body encompasses all that we are, because in our bodies our soul and spirit reside, and they will until the moment of our death, or until we're raptured and our this immortality shall put on immortality. Jesus said in John, the 5th chapter, verse 19, "I can of mine own self do nothing." He walked on this earth. He was fully human, beloved, in every way, but he walked, he ministered in the energy and in the power of the Holy Spirit. And we're told in John 15:5 that we too can do nothing without him. Jesus said clearly, "Without me you can do nothing." John 6:63 tells us that our flesh and everything that we would try to do outside of Christ profiteth nothing. That's John 6:63. Beloved, just think about that, that God has given us such a privilege that as we yield to him, as we are committed and surrendered to him, that his very life becomes alive in us. Praise God. That 63rd verse in the 6th chapter of John says, "It is the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit, and they are life." Praise God. And the Lord Jesus Christ claims all of you, beloved, not just your spirit. He claims the use of your body, my body, your whole being, including your complete personality, your soul, so that as you give yourself to him through the Holy Spirit, as you surrender, as you yield, as you consecrate yourself to him, he in turn gives himself to you through the Holy Spirit, so that everything you do as a human being on this earth may be his activity in and through you. Every step you take, every word you speak, everything you do, everything you are, you may be an expression of the Son of God in you as a child of God. Is that exciting? That's why Paul said, I started sharing this this message about alive in Christ. He said very clearly, Galatians 2:20, "Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me." And beloved, when we can really lay hold of this truth, when we can grasp this fact, we will cast off the garments of defeat. We will walk in a newness of life. We will realize that you and I, beloved, have been clothed with regal robes, royal garments, garments of salvation, garments of righteousness, that we are kings and priests unto our God, and God is restoring to his people right now in our personal lives. You might feel, beloved, your life, you might feel rather insignificant. Your personal life, you feel, might amount to not much of anything. But beloved, one day, that day is coming soon when you and I shall be unveiled as the very sons of God, and we shall rule and reign with him on the earth. And we will see that glorious inheritance. We will see the glorious privilege that he has called us to do. Praise God. Beloved, the world is waiting. Everything you do, beloved, everything you are is an expression of Jesus. That's God's plan. And the world is waiting. It says, all creation groaneth and travaileth, waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. The world is needing desperately the manifestation of the sons of God. When people looked on the Lord Jesus, they saw God. Remember, they came back to report to the Pharisees, the soldiers, never man spake as this man. And that is what the world should see. When the world looks at us Christians, the sons and daughters of God, they should see God. That's why it's so important, beloved. You and I need to put on Christ. We need to allow his life to be lived through us. Jesus said, as my Father has sent me, even so I send you. That's John 20:21. And one writer said, it is for you to be, it is for him to do. So we don't have to worry about the results. We just have to be available as we present ourselves to him, making ourselves available to the life of our Lord Jesus Christ. We can enjoy the richest and the fullest of his divine presence, making us a spiritual body filled and flooded with God himself. And each one of us, you and I individually, can have this fullness in us as we cast off the garments of defeat and we are clothed with his raiment, his presence. Lord, as we bring this broadcast to a close, that's our prayer, that you would do this, that you would cause us to mortify the deeds of the body. Father, you've given us that power through the Holy Spirit. It's not an impossible task, but Lord, through you, there is nothing too hard for you to accomplish through a yielded vessel. Through Christ, we can do all things. And I thank you, Father, that even now, your beloved is strengthened with might in their inner man. Their faith shall be encouraged. They shall arise to the high calling that you have called us to, Father, that you might receive the glory and that this world will receive a witness that Jesus is alive. Praise God. Amen and amen. Well, my time is gone. The announcer is going to give my contact information. I invite you to write, share those needs, whatever they are, and I'll send back to you something that will be a blessing. God bless you. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.